Tiger!
Order, order.
Jeopardising the government's plan to have its health and safety reform bill passed before Parliament adjourns for a week, the House used up some of the time set aside for the bill's third and final reading to hold an urgent debate on the Children's Commissioner's first annual report on the service that Child, Youth and Family provides to the most vulnerable children. The report was the subject of three questions for the Minister for Social Development, Anne Tolley, and an opposition request to the Speaker, David Carter, for a snap debate after question time.
The report deals with Child, Youth and Family, which is the service arm of the Ministry of Social Development. The report raises many very serious concerns about the care of vulnerable children by the state. It recommends significant changes to improve outcomes for children. Having carefully considered this application and read the report, I believe it does require the urgent attention of the House.
Mr Carter called on Labor's spokeswoman on children, Jacinda Ardern, to start the debate.
Mr Speaker, the report that we have before us today is an absolute indictment, and it is only right that this House gives its time and consideration to what can only be considered some of the most important issues that we have a responsibility to address as members of this Parliament.
Jacinda Ardern's Labour colleague, Carmel Cepoloni, had put down one of the three questions for the Minister for Social Development.
Does she agree with the statement by the Children's Commissioner that we don't know if children are better off as a result of state intervention, but the indications are not good?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, yes, I have been concerned at the lack of data that tracks children through and beyond state care. And that is why in April I appointed an expert panel to lead a complete overhaul of New Zealand's child protection system to ensure that we get better results for children in care and to ensure that money is invested in the areas that will make the biggest difference for those children.
And money was the subject of the second question from the Green spokeswoman on social development, Jan Logie.
Will the Minister make an emergency one-off injection of funding into Child, Youth and Family to address concerns about the safety of children in state care raised by the Children's Commissioner today?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, no. Budget 2015 allocated $8 million extra to help SIF meet current demand and $5.8 million to develop and test a new operating model.
But that wasn't likely to impress the third questioner, the New Zealand First Party spokesman on social policy, Derek Ball.
How does the Minister explain that 117 kids were abused in care last year, despite her government's relentless reviews, green papers, white papers, action plans and overhauls, 10 of which in 7 years have achieved nothing?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
I agree with the member that 117 cases is 117 too many. And we have to make sure that whatever system we put in place has the needs and the welfare of those children who are the most vulnerable in our communities at the very centre of the system.
Social Development Minister Anne Tolley. Now to the committee rooms where, as Rhys Lyon reports, there were worries about young people not voting.
Declining rates of electoral enrolment by young New Zealanders has been labelled a major concern by Electoral Commission Chairman Sir Hugh Williams. Speaking to the Justice and Electoral Committee's inquiry into the 2014 election, Sir Hugh warned of the long-term effects of declining youth enrolment rates.
In time, as those persons become parents themselves, the likelihood is that they won't inculcate enrolment and voting habits in their children, because it's clearly established by the international research that if parents don't vote, it raises the likelihood that their children won't vote.
Sir Hugh appealed to the committee to help address the problem of declining enrolment and electoral participation.
Those are indicators of a serious threat to democracy, and that underpins our suggestion that the committee should recommend that Parliament adopts a nationwide national strategy to try and improve enrolment and voting and participation in the democratic process generally.
Electoral Commission Chairman Sir Hugh Williams giving evidence to the Justice and Electoral Committee's inquiry into the 2014 election.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.